Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
It must be high noon in the nation's capital. Oh, yes, indeed it is. A1, my guy, serving it up. How lucky are we to be following a dude that gives you a decisive lead? Those you track stars, and I know, I know you had to run a little bit track in the day. When you run the second leg in the 4x4, all you're hoping is that your guy doesn't put you in a hole.
Yeah.
Not once have I walked into this hot microphone, Max, and AWOD always gives you a lead.
Every single time.
Every single time. It's guaranteed. And so now the pressure's on me. Because when you get a lead, then the whole key is that you can't give it up.
Yeah.
Right? And I get on that backstretch, and for those of you that ran track, you understand if you're tall, there's only one shot you can, the second leg. Because tall dudes, that curb ain't built for you. But if you got a little bit of an extension and you can get around that corner. For if you got long, that's your spot. The curb is for them stubbies. So now open up on that back nine. Now all I got to do now is pass it off. Now I'm passing the baton to, I'm not even going to do it. I said I wasn't going to say anything about him today to even be joking about him because I just saw him in the studio. So I'm going to pull that back. I'm not going to do that because really I'm going to be going for the Curly W's.
That's right.
And we turn it over to the Curly W's. And we definitely want to see them win up against the A's. And we're at that point now where this is for daredevils only because you don't have the NFL draft is a dozen days away.
Mm-hmm.
You just came off March Madness and you got a double barrel shotgun, men and women.
Yeah.
Let's face it. There was a time that the women couldn't even get showers. They treated them like second-class citizens.
Mm-hmm.
Now, all of a sudden, they flipped the script, and now everybody's jumping on the bandwagon. But we remember how bad they were treated by the NCAA, by the people who plan all this. Let's not get amnesia. You better thank your lucky stars for Caitlin Clark and what she did, and Don, and everybody involved in it, because it was clearly epic. And it just, whenever you can attract the beer guzzlers to you, that's the masses. Because you got to swing them over. And yeah, they're the hardest to pull over. She got them.
Sure did.
She got them. And that goes without saying. And then there's the golf. And I thought AWOD, he masterfully dealt with it because not everybody's privy to it. Not everybody has played. But I'll tell you what, Augusta, I got a chance to cover it for Channel 9 back in the day. Masterful place. Beautiful. Walking Amen Corner on the back. Now, I was following when Tiger, Vijay Singh, and the whole group, when the massive, the following, the crowd. Look at the, now this is the wind, whatever you call the weather conditions.
Mm.
But to be there, as they say, the patrons, the way they do their thing, I ain't mad at them.
Dude,
I ain't mad at them.
Augusta's, it's my one of my bucket list places because that it's just such a beautiful, like, just oasis in the middle of nowhere.
It is. I highly recommend it. And then you start establishing what is your bucket list for sports fanatics.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Where do you have to go? I was talking to a good friend of mine last night, and he was, you know, he's over in Paris.
Ooh.
And he's saying that, dude, you have to, this is what you have to do. And I decided, you know what, I think you're right. I don't need to see everything, but there are certain things you have to decide. Then when it comes to the sports landscape partner, that what do you want to see that you haven't seen, that mm-hmm. you haven't experienced? Super Bowl, Final Four, World Series, Stanley Cup, whole nine yards. When I say Stanley Cup, we still have a heartbeat for El Capitan.
A little.
But we got but a little's better than none.
That's true.
Yeah. What you don't want to do is the doctor walk in there and say, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
That what you don't. We're not there yet. But it has been a roller coaster ride watching the Capitals. And I don't know what to say. Lindgren, the performance he put up the other night, dude.
I mean,
you don't have to know hockey to know when a dude is stopping something he can barely see, that's going at warp speed, that's hard as a rock. And this dude, it was incredible.
Yeah, I'm still not over the Red Wings game not ending in a shutout. Like, the fact that they got that goal in the last two seconds.
It
ripped my heart out of my chest.
Yeah,
I was
2 seconds.
Woke my dad up.
I'm watching this thing, and if you didn't watch it live, you cheated yourself.
It's true.
Because you needed to have the adrenaline, not the uncertainty of not knowing. And I can't keep it up with the puck.
Ooh.
Keeping up with the puck, but acting like you don't like it because you don't understand it, shame on you.
That's right.
You got to get us a shot. Trust me. And if you are really a competitor or an adrenaline junkie, you will love it. You don't have to understand what offsides is, icing. You don't really have to understand any of that. What you have to do, though, the dudes are going full speed and colliding in midair. It's sick.
One of my favorite like pastimes to do is just scroll the internet and just find people who watch Alex Ovechkin highlights for the first time, and their reaction to them is oh my god, this guy is different. Hockey's amazing. Why haven't I watched this before?
Yeah, it is. It is amazing watching Ovechkin when you can be that good at his age and to watch a man who I've never considered the GOAT, but I am starting to reconsider my evaluation because no one has tackled Father Time like LeBron James. And he is getting better in certain categories. He looks like Adonis.
It's shocking.
And he is not backing up, and I'm going, hold it, Slim. You mean you're still doing what?
Still taking flight?
Yeah, and I think his greatest accomplishment is that he's convinced Anthony Davis to actually train to be a champion.
Yeah.
And so whether they in or not, and we got all this attention now going on the play-in, which is great for the sport because it's engaging. But I go back to AWOD, a point AWOD made, in that at his age, and AWOD, he's an infant to me. You know, I've lapped him in age.
Mm-hmm.
And I go, but what his when he gives you his replays of his sports journey, I love it because it is so pure. And it's the father-son relationship that not all of us get. He's got several generations of it. Not everyone gets that. That's priceless when you have the opportunity to have that relationship through sports that you come in. So he saw Tiger, and when he knows a Tiger, so he looked at it almost as a disappointment. Now, here's where I come in. Muhammad Ali. I was emotional watching him when Larry Holmes was target practice on him. When I saw him decline, and I felt selfish because I never wanted to see him decline. Yet he brought me my favorite moments, well, him and Bob Gibson, my favorite moments in sports. So isn't he allowed to come out at the end and give it his best shot? If you enjoyed him at his peak, doesn't he deserve the honor of going out his way? Do I get the right to be selfish and say, no, dude, no, I don't get, I don't believe I get that right. I don't think you have the right to do it. Yeah, Tiger's limping, Tiger's doing all that. But the dude made the cut.
Yeah.
Again.
The thing about that is, like, the last time Tiger won the Masters was what, 2017, 2019? I don't know.
5 years ago.
Yeah, I don't remember the exact
year. And that time, we can all still remember the roar.
Yeah, and he was still limping around and still, like, had his back issues, but he made the cut, and he still got a chance. This course is playing really hard this year, and a lot of these golfers are struggling. A lot of these guys are making single bogey, double bogey, and, like, some guys could drop out quick. Tiger could make a run. Like, it's a wide open field right now.
He haunts his opponents.
Truly. Him and Scottie Scheffler.
Yeah. They it's like watching these guys with golf shots and how they play against nature. You know, the arena is a temperature controlled environment.
Mm-hmm.
They're dealing with the wind. They're dealing with rain.
Whipping.
It was amazing in how they're shaping shots. And my appearance at Augusta, I got a chance to walk the back nine following Tiger and see. Indeed, I was the thrust of people is unimaginable when you watch it, hordes of people. And I'm back two or three holes back, and I'm going, tsunami like. It's unbelievable.
It's like water.
DJ Singh, and I'm like, when you see them hit bad shots, what I learned eyeball to eyeball was when they hit a shot that's a normal shot for me, they hit a shot behind a tree, they come out of it and curve it around, and they part a hole. It's a 10 for me. They part a hole. Watching what these guys do is absolutely amazing under beautiful climate.
Oh, yeah.
When the wind is blowing, rain, whatever, man, we're watching, and that's why I go, sports fans, go out of your comfort zone. I know all of us have a little bit of Archie Bunker in us, but trust me on this one. Take the time to appreciate it, because it's some of the greatest, and I never thought, you know, greatest athletes in the world that are walking a course, got a little help because you got a caddy, a navigator, somebody to help you on the deal. And we can only imagine what it would be like without caddies, without somebody to walk and talk these things with.
Tiger's back would be gone.
Yeah, it's no other sport where you got a guy out there coaching you through the whole thing. But, no, it's worthy of today. And then the NBA, which we all, I think a lot of us basically, other than G, Coach Butch, and all the hoop fanatics, it's a seasonal deal. Well, that season's coming up. And to give the NBA credit, play-in, first you thought, what? Are you kidding me? Dude.
Because it was what, 2018, 2019, there was that Nuggets, and I forget who. I think it was like, I'm trying to remember which West Coast team it was. I can't remember off the top of my head.
It was Denver, Utah?
Yes. It was Denver, Utah.
Yeah, Denver, Utah.
And because it came down to it, there was one game separating them in the standings for the 8 seed, and that was really where, because everybody was watching it exactly like a playoff game. Uh-huh. And so the NBA took that idea and ran with it, and they've got themselves a real good product with the play-in tournament.
Yeah, and we'll have the coach will join us at 1 o'clock. And a lot of people take the NBA for just the playoffs. The All-Star Game, well, Christmas All-Star Game playoffs. There's a large majority of people. Mm-hmm. Now, the hoop heads, they in it, and they don't need you to endorse them. They in it no matter what.
Yeah.
But I start looking at the amounts of money that is thrown at this product, and it shows you that for all the youth coaches that are listening, and this will apply to the Kentucky Wildcats, I don't care who you have, making a team has to be developed. Because you look at on paper what Phoenix attempted to do. Name brand, quality people, it's not a team. That's probably the most disappointing thing. Now, I don't mean it won't be. Don't mean they can't flip a script. But KD is one of the best. He might be top five in the world. And it just feels off.
Well, it's the thing about, like, the regular season. Like, because it's how much does the regular season mean to a lot of these guys? It's like, because we see it all the time. We see teams that can flip a switch and turn it on in the playoffs. Like the play-in tournament a couple years ago where the Heat just kind of flipped a switch and made a huge run to the final, to the conference final or the final, I don't remember. But it's things like that. Like, teams can just put it together and turn a switch and just turn it on.
Well, I mean, and that's really what it's all about. But is it enough left? And then who's the top dog? Use the top dog. You're looking at, we got Boston, got Celtics, and they're running away. But I still with Humpty Dumpty. And, Jokic. And they're being tested a little more now, which I kind of like, seeing them expand their game and go. But and then we're seeing the passing of the torch, per se. Because OKC, there's some young guns, some thugs. They come in.
Yeah.
Minnesota is no joke. And the league, how it's layered, starting to happen that way.
Yeah.
And I like that. So there's I know a lot of you are helmet heads, and all you're thinking about is 12 days. And we're not avoiding that issue, but I do think the other sports do deserve a little bit of justice in what we're doing right now as we are approaching an unknown as we try to solve it. The mock drafts, and Craig did it, him and the pride of Georgetown Prep. I love their mock draft. Ben Standing. We got a lot of pro, and of course Sheehan. We've got a lot of experts who have these theories or whatever, and no one knows.
Isn't it refreshing?
It took me years to accept the fact that some things you just like to let it go. And what I believe is the point that I am banking on someone doing something really dumb, and we taking advantage of if it presents itself. If not, you got to go status quo. You got to do what you think. I think they're going to the kid of Carolina. And you ask why. And I'll tell you that when we come back. Right here on Overtime, afternoon style. DOC on the microphone. Mad Max taking all callers right here at 1-800-636-1067. And it could be a whale sighting. And if it happens, I'll be sure and let you know.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world.
Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Here on Overtime, 106.7 Fan, Team 980, the MDM National Listener Line is wide open. Of course, we'll have the coach with us at 10 o'clock hour. Talking some b-ball, golf, Masters, you mentioned it, you name it, and we got it going. Playing off my guy Awad, who gave me once again another big lead. It is Tiger. It's like Caitlin. Tiger. Ovi. People who ring the bell that are worthy of our jersey sales and buys and posters, everything that they do, it makes them, they're unusual. Watching here, the Ovechkin, that we've got a chance to see up close and personal. Well, in their decline, although Ovi doesn't seem like he knows what that means, but when they do, don't they deserve to play it out the way they choose? Tiger's limping. I saw him, if I might recall, the U.S. Open. Tiger was limping in one. Tiger has been, he didn't just start limping. He just didn't start dealing with pain. He's been dealing with pain. Now, I know my AWOD moment was with Muhammad Ali. And when I saw him where he didn't seem like he couldn't defend himself, I wanted to go in the ring and take the hits for him. You know, but he's a competitor. And he was not going to quit. These dudes, that's where they're built differently. We see this happen. So if we enjoy them as they rise, don't they deserve the opportunity to go out under their own terms? That's the question. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. So we go to the MGM National Listener Line. Who you want to start with, Max? Little? Little broke our streak last week. I'm still pissed off at him.
That's fair.
We had a three-hour run, no football whatsoever.
Could not believe it. Let me tell you.
See, Little's one of those guys, he's an attention seeker. So I think he did it on purpose, but we love him, though.
We got a lot of those around
here. We love him. Little, what's up?
Little? No. We got Chris in Damascus.
Oh, we got Chris. Okay, Chris in Damascus. What up?
Hey there, big guy. I got three questions, but I'm going to do football. I'm sorry. I really made my decision on the quarterback, and I'm definitely Jalen Daniels if we sit it to. I think we should sit it to. I don't see any way to get Caleb somehow. Anyway. Also on football, as you said, something about hockey got me thinking. But anyway, on football, like in hockey, you know how if one of the smaller guys in hockey is getting in a fight, like Tom Wilson is the biggest guy, or whether it's a Manta would come over and kind of step in. Just answer this later. If that would happen back on your team back then, who would be the kind of the big guy who would kind of run in and take charge? I know there was a practice once where everybody, Trent Williams got in it with somebody, and they were like, get him, Trent, and all that. That's one question. The other football question is this. Jaden Daniels, like some of that athletic, and some of these quarterbacks now, you know, Joe Theismann tried to return punts, and some quarterbacks play tight end. Some quarterbacks have done different things. I mean, just let's say, I'm not saying Jaden, but any of them. Well, just because, let's say they can't handle the pass, or the QB, why couldn't they get good hands? Why couldn't they? And that kind of speed, just something else. I don't know. That's one question, the fight thing with the hockey player, Jaden Daniels. And if you don't mind, with McAdams, and you think about it, where would he rank Hakeem Olajuwon among some of the best, you know, the centers that have played? Thank you, Doc.
Well, you're going to call back for Butch. That was way too much intel for one brain that's aging to do that. Just 10 o'clock hour. I don't know what Trent Williams, they had different teams, and you know, football is like the whole team is not on the field at the same time. So the fight breaks out, defense on the field, defense is there. Right. Offense, right. Special teams. So very difficult to do that, to name it, because you're not all on the field at the same time.
Right. But whoever would be like on offense, let's say, your typical, your 83 offense, 82 offense, who would be the one who would be the first one to want to jump in, would just say.
The closest person to it, to the action.
That's what I thought.
Seriously. Closest to it, to the action, because everybody, you got to understand, this is before we'd won. Everybody was hungry to become a winner. So it's a whole different deal. It wasn't like you were the defending champions. You aspired to be a champion. And it wasn't like people were making a lot of money. So it's a completely different mindset. Whenever you start trying to converge 30 years in the part, it becomes different circumstances. You can do it, but it's make-believe. And I'm not a make-believe guy.
I know, but I like that physical of the hockey. That's true.
Hockey, well, that's what I'm saying. It separates itself. They don't have to encourage it, but it's a part of their sport. And they're not shying away from it. And that's the crazy part about it, in that it's accepted and controlled in pieces. And I'll never Wilson had a high stick. Cost him 6 games. And I think it's one of the most ridiculous things I've ever seen him do, because he didn't have to do it. It cost his team 6 games with him not being it.
Here's the way to kind of put it. You see in baseball, like a catcher will come up, or outfielder, and they might say, that's enough. You can't hit the ball, but you might make a good pitcher. Rick Ankiel is one. That's what I'm kind of getting at the quarterback. Just because, I mean, Jaden Daniels looks so good at running, and you got to have good hands. It just seems like.
No, that's way too fantasy. Got to roll, Slim.
Okay, bye.
Yeah, you end up giving me a headache. Yeah, you. I swear, if you are married, I'd love to get your wife to come on here and give us some play-by-play of some of the things you ask her to do. JaVale and Culpepper, what up?
Hey, Doc, how you doing, babe?
Man, I'm all right now. My head is swimming. That was a voyage right there, even for me.
For sure. Hey, Doc, I just wanted to touch on something with you, man, when it comes to this quarterback situation and the upcoming draft. You know, things have gotten much better over the years when it comes to the black quarterback in the NFL.
Yep.
We see Lamar Jackson. We see Jalen Hurts. We see Patrick Mahomes. You know, Deshaun Watson with the contract that he got. C.J. Stroud with his amazing season he had as a rookie last season. But when it comes to Jaden Daniels and the Drake May and the J.J. McCarthys, you know, it's like – Jaden Daniels has to go above and beyond. We saw what this man did last year in the best conference in football. Mm-hmm. And if not for the poorest defense that LSU had, that team could have easily been the national champion, because their offense was one of the top 2 or 3 offenses in the entire country last season.
That's a fact.
You know, and when I hear these commentators and these analysts say, well, Jaden Daniels did this because he had 2 first-round receivers.
Mm-hmm.
I never heard that a couple of years ago with Joe Burrow when he was throwing to Justin Jefferson and Jamar Chase. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. We didn't hear – it wasn't the same contrast. You know, so when – and when you look at the tape, and, you know, I'm not a GM and I'm not a scout.
I'm not either.
If you just look at the tape and you look at the numbers – it shouldn't be a factor. It shouldn't be a question between him and Drake May, and not even Jaden Daniels, even Penix Jr. And I understand when you're investing millions of dollars in an individual, you know, you have to look at the injury aspect, and with his 2 ACL injuries.
Mm-hmm.
But Penix looks
amazing,
out of this world compared to Drake May, and it's like, you know, when it comes to the white quarterback, it's you know, it's stature, it's size, he's 6'4", he's 25.
And all due respect.
Yeah, but they said.
But he is 6'4", and he is physically imposing. In other words, if both guys walked into a room and you didn't know what they did, you'd see Drake May walk and you go, ooh. That's real.
Well, they said the same thing about Ryan Leaf.
I know. No. You're absolutely right. You're on point, but in real time, You got. I think you're not thinking big picture in terms of who else they're selling. They just got to sell a public. They're trying to think. They're thinking big picture. They're trying to sell tickets. They're selling gear. They got to think a lot of things they're selling, and it's just plain economics. If they had their druthers, of course they wish the guy that they like would actually fit. So I understand where you're going, but we're not there yet. Because you want it to be equal. It's not equal. It may never be equal in our lifetime. I know what you're asking, but I can't tell you that in full earnest. I'm going to tell you, I don't ever know if it'll ever be equal. Then you're asking me for what's right. Have you watched the damn news lately?
Right.
Come on, Slim.
Yeah.
Come on. So let's keep it real. We're not playing on a level playing field. The whole world is tilted.
And I look at in the situation, in the case with Lamar Jackson. Okay, Lamar Jackson was the last pick in the first round.
Right.
And that year, all of the analysts, all of the scouts, and all of the experts led us to believe that Baker Mayfield and Sam Darnold were the best two quarterbacks in that draft.
Yeah.
And that man was the last pick in the first round.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And I want to trust the process. And I've listened to you, and I've heard you say that you were one of the only people on this station other than Grant who feels that the team is going to pick Drake May. I've heard you say that multiple times.
Yeah, I do believe that.
And if he turns out to be good, I have no issue with it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but being a resident of Virginia and a UVA fan, mm-hmm. I watched Drake May several times over the past couple years. In the games he played against UVA, UVA didn't just have the worst defense in the ACC. They were a bottom five defense in the entire country mm-hmm. last year.
Mm-hmm.
And Drake May struggled mightily mm-hmm. against the poorest of defenses. You know, and when it comes to, you know, the comparison with Daniels, it's not what he's done. It's his limitations. But when it's Drake May, it's, what he can be or what we think he can get to. And that's the thing that I don't, like you said, it's not equal, and I don't think it's gotten better, but I don't think it's ever going to be equal when it comes to the black quarterback in the NFL.
Well, at least you know, so there's no reason to be alarmed. You come in and understand. All you want to do is know what the rules are. As long as you know what the rules are, then you can play the game. Appreciate the phone call.
Exactly.
Yeah, DeVille. We're not going to be able to solve the world today, but at least we have our eyes open and we know what time it is. To break, we go on this. We'll be right back. Stay with us here on Overtime.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional.
Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week 1. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Back overtime. DOC, Mad Max, here getting it done on a Saturday at the Masters. Tiger about to tee off, and of course, a lot of intrigue, and that's what stars do. They bring intrigue to the table, but the sport goes on with or without you. 1-800-636-1067 is the number, JYD. Welcome to the program.
Hey, how you doing, Doc?
I'm good, man. Just trying to figure it out.
Well, I was listening to the guy before me that you was talking to, and he was talking
JaVale.
About JaVale. Yeah, he was talking about the struggle as far as Drake May struggling with
ACC comp,
or whatever.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I've seen great quarterbacks. Saw Starr, Unitas, saw Morton. I saw all these guys play. Before these young whippersnappers came on the scene. And all quarterbacks struggle, no matter how good they are. Defenses, sometimes they struggle. Sometimes they struggle the whole game. Sometimes they struggle until halftime, until adjustments are made or whatever. Now, as far as Jaden Daniels or whatever. Yeah, he has a lot of silver and gold or whatever because he has his legs and he can run or whatever. But when I look at, I hate to say this, Doc, but I might be wrong I've never played the game, but I've watched a lot of the game. And when I see him, the pass receivers that he has, they are better than anything that the Commanders have right now. Neighbors is a much better receiver than what we have or whatever. And Thomas.
Are you considering that a negative? To me, that's an advantage. He knows how to throw people that have NFL standards.
Well, what I'm saying is that he can throw the long ball to these guys because they are much faster and they are much bigger than what we have. So I'm saying that the long ball might not be there as much as unless we get a speedy, fast, big receiver or whatever, might not be there as much as we saw with LSU.
I don't think our people are that. I mean, granted, if they race, it's not like they're going to be 10 yards behind them. I mean, I think we're over-dramatizing our receivers. It ain't like Junkyard, like you going from shopping at a 5-star to Payless. But
oh,
I get
no,
what
get
you're saying. I think, what I'm doing, JYD, I think we're overdrawing all this because it's two different games. Pro game, college game, SEC, I give you some credit. But we go through this every year. There have been flops out of the SEC as there have been other ones. It just is what it is. You got to go with pedigree. Got to run. My brother going to a break. Appreciate your loyalty. To break we go, Mad Mac. Welcome back to Overtime. Doc Walker, Mad Max here with you. Wind blowing is good. It could be worse. It could be ice and storm. Having experienced that, I never, ever said anything bad about the weather. We have no control over it. Just glad that it's bright and that we can see it. That is something I don't take for granted. It's Masters Week coming off a lot of great basketball, men's and women's side. Lost a young man this week, Kevin McClinton, state champion, Terrapin, just an outstanding young man. Father, Harold, played for the Burgundy in goal. Brother, JMU, the Hoop family. Mother, outstanding person. And it happens. He posted a shot on Facebook. He drove himself to the hospital, as I understand. And apparently it was a heart ailment. I've been trying to get as much information as possible out of Terp Nation, and it has been a slow drip on that. I'll say that you really want things said about you the way that are said about Kevin, the way he led his life. Just an outstanding a human being and a hell of an athlete, team guy. Lost, man. It's a kick in the gut. And that's what you have to embrace life, because there's no time limit that's set. And you never know. So you do your best while you can. But I wanted to make sure that I passed that along for people that don't know. And some, of course, the other day I mentioned, and people did not know. And that is tough. Had him on talking hoops. I mean, this is the time of the year with just really, really a gut, just a kick in the gut. It really, really, you know, we do this for fun, the sports and going that, but it's, you know, when it comes to real tragedies and things that are unfortunate, disasters and wreck, like the bridge that got hit, you know, a couple weeks ago we were in here. That's when all this pauses. We can escape through this, but we're always brought back to reality that this is no joke. So anything we can do to help that other side of it, you know, we're all in on it. Let's go to break on this one. Come back. We will attack the next hour, and we'll get the coach on and start talking some round ball and give you updates on the Masters.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.